Kylie Minogue, Love at First Sight at 21 to 7. Tracy and Tim for breakfast on Mix 101.1. She could be touring again later
this
year.
She's back. Yeah. Oh, back.
And did you see the photos in the paper on the weekend with her short hair?
Mm, she looks like a little elf.
Oh, she looks gorgeous. And how brave and how wonderful. Mm. How
our
gorgeous.
Kylie.
Our Kylie. Mm. Now, look, there's something about being Australian that... Look, I'm sure every country says this, but there's something about Australians that we just fall in love with music. We fall in love with songs. We grab songs and we just go, that's my song. And when we hear it, we just remember. I mean, I'm sure it happens around the world, but Australian music is so different. It's so different to anything else.
We have the best music.
I reckon we do. And I've always thought that. And even growing up as a kid, watching all those TV shows, and I've always loved Australian music.
Mm-hmm.
And having said that, the man I'm just about to talk to was born in New Zealand, but he's been here so long that you wouldn't know. Mm. We did something unusual on Saturday night. We went to see a band.
Did you?
We did. And it was just in where I live in the Yarra Valley. It's a little cafe. Mm. And Spectrum was playing.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, we're talking Mike Rudd.
Mike Rudd and the Heaters.
Mike Rudd, yeah, and Bill Putt. And, look, this song, everybody knows this song.
Someday I'll have money.
Knows that song. Now, I've got to say...
Jono's tearing up.
I'm sure he is.
Jono's tearing
but
up.
But I don't care, because this is my life, and this is what I did on my weekend.
I understand.
And you know what? It was just one of the best nights, because Marie and Jim, our friends that you've met, they came, and there was me and David, and Max and his friend Liam, who's Marie and Jim's kid.
Oh,
so we took the littlies.
And so whereabouts was it, though?
It was just in a local cafe.
Right, so it wasn't a pub, even?
No. Seats about 50 people.
Cool.
And I have to tell you that it was one of the best nights I've ever had because we've all been to the stadium gigs, we've all been to the Telstra Dome, and look, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
But if you get the chance to see incredible musicians up close, we were so close that David's head kept getting hit by the bass guitar.
Well, that's close.
It was fantastic.
Really?
But the reason that I mentioned it was so cool, and they just... I just want to rave about Spectrum because they've been playing together for, 30 years.
Yes, if they don't know how to do it now, they never will.
And they play all around town all the time. And
they're constantly amazing,
and they just deliver. And I'd never seen them live.
Right, okay.
So that song, I'll Be Gone...
Mm.
I've probably heard it 1,000 times, and I've probably sung it 1,000 times, and it's one of those songs that, I've got to tell you, I had a bit of an epiphany on Saturday night, because they'd had a break, and I'd gone to the loo, and then I heard the song starting up, and I thought, oh my God, I've got to get in, this is my song.
Yeah.
And I walked in and sat down and watched them do this song, and everybody in the room sang their words back to them.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, this is my song. Because when I was growing up in Dandenong, I used to think, someday I'll have money. Money isn't easy to come by. By the time it's come by, I'll be gone. And I was gone. Because I couldn't wait to get out of there.
But you actually left before you had money.
I did. But you know what? It was just the most fantastic night. You've got to go and see Spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd love to take some calls on what is your tribal song. Because this is my tribal song.
This is the song that sums it up for you.
Bloody oath. I just knew I had to get out of there. I knew I had to get out and make a better life for myself.
And this is, what a great question.
Just thinking, there's this man who wrote this song so long ago, and I'm sitting there singing it back. Oh, my God! We went right off. I'd love to take some calls.
What a great question, Trace.
Your tribal song. Your tribal. What was yours?
I don't know. I'll have to think about it. Question without notice.
94141011, and I should have given you notice. But
no, that's all right.
Have a think about it. What's your tribal song, the song that made you know that you were going to do something different with your life?
Beautiful.
Or text us 1990 1011, because this song just did it for me. What a song.
God,
and go and see Spectrum. Look up MikeRuddBillPutt.com and go and see them. They're bloody fantastic.
Oh, God, it's Grubby and Dee Dee. They want their CD back.
We've got a Grubby and Dee Dee. 16 to 7. Tracy and Tim for breakfast on Mix 101.1. What is your tribal song? 94141011. Give us a call.